From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nolan Hicks and Carl Campanelle report in the New York Post. Several members of Governor Andrew Cuomo's staff were aware of the wording on a mailer that linked Cynthia Nixon with anti-Semitism that went out just before the primary election. While Cuomo and most of his staff denied knowledge of the campaign flyer, interviews and documents obtained by the Post show, and I quote, campaign manager Maggie Moran was copied on discussions about the mailer, and her top aide Adam Steinberger was involved in its creation 2 weeks before the election, end quote. And according to the paper, Jill DeRozeras, who works with Cuomo's top aide Melissa DeRosa, got a copy of the email. An email exchange an anonymous source recalls between Steinberger and Cuomo aide Larry Schwartz reads, and I quote, Larry, you okay with this, end quote. Schwartz reportedly responded, and I quote, not sure, but not going to hold it up, end quote. But the Cuomo camp denies the close involvement. Cuomo spokesman Liz Smith said, and I quote, neither Maggie nor Jill were on the emails where the specific contents of the mailer were discussed. Read the full story in the New York Post. Yancey Roy reports in Newsday that the Republican nominee for Governor Mark Molinaro said September 18th, that current Governor Andrew Cuomo is, and I quote, like some deranged Wizard of Oz, pay no attention to the corruption in my administration, look over there, it's Donald Trump. The governor wants to talk about nothing more. He's created his own boogeyman, end quote. Then 2 hours later, Cuomo was holding a unity rally in New York City where opposition to Trump was a main theme. Cuomo spokesperson Liz Smith responded to Molinaro's quote saying, and I quote, it's no surprise why Trump mini-me Mark Molinaro wants to avoid talking about Donald Trump and how they share the same anti-choice, anti-LGBTQ, and pro-NRA policies, end quote. Molinaro is currently the Dutchess County executive. Read the full story in Newsday. William J. Kimball writes in the Daily Freeman that while Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, votes with Donald Trump 90% of the time, he says, and I quote, he can stand up to his Trump-allied campaign contributors if Special Counsel Robert Mueller reports that the president has broken the law, end quote. Faso says, and I quote, I'm not influenced by the campaign donation. I appreciate the support I received to run an election, but I'm my own person. And I will make decisions by what I think is in the public interest and nothing else, end quote. Over the years, Kimball says, Faso has received campaign contributions from Vice President Mike Pence. Trump's media lawyer spokesman Rudy Giuliani, U.S. Representative Devin Nunes, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, and Trump. He said, and I quote, I said right from the beginning that Mr. Mueller should complete his investigation and let the chips fall where they may. We don't know what he's going to conclude. Obviously, he's making progress on his investigation, but I'm going to wait and see what he says, and I'm going to wait and call it as I see it at that point, end quote. Faso's opponent, Antonio Delgado, would not criticize the congressperson on this issue. Delgado said, and I quote, I don't have a window into John Faso's mind, end quote. Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield says there is already enough evidence to impeach Trump, but then says, and I quote, I believe that John Faso actually could weigh the Mueller report without his donation sources being the principal influence on how he's going to feel about that, end quote. Despite Faso not agreeing with him on the impeachment evidence. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Andrew Solander reports in City and State that 3/4 of the donation to John Faso and Antonio Delgado, the major party candidates running in the 19th congressional district election this November, have come from out of the district. A third of their fundraising totals, Delgado has raised $2.7 million and Faso $2.3 million, comes from outside New York State. But Delgado only gets 7% of donations from political action committees, and just over half of his donations are over $1,000. Several employees at his former law firm, Ack & Gump, have donated nearly $200,000 to him, which is the largest single group donating to the Democrat. By contrast, 35% of Faso's fundraising comes from PACs, and 50% of his contributions are over $1,000. Faso has received $271,000 from the financial sector, his largest source of money. Diane and Robert Mercer, the billionaire backers of Steve Bannon and Brexit hedge fund manager Daniel Loeb, and three members of New York City's billionaire Tisch family are Faso's largest contributors, according to City and State. Delgado said, despite the amount of money he has raised from outside the district, and I quote, "the only people I am beholden to are the people right here in our district," end quote. Delgado also is not quite truthful, saying, and I quote, "we have taken a pledge not to take any corporate PAC money, unlike my opponent, John Faso," end quote. Faso's campaign would not comment. Read the full story in City and State. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.